All right, here we go, fans. Chaminade University, the Silver Swords, are in the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. For Chaminade, under head coach Bobby Chiannini in his second season, he'll be sending out number 3, Deanna Zane, 5'4" junior out of Honolulu. Number 15 is Kellene Costello, a 5'7" senior out of Wixom, Missouri. Jordan Ahakuelo, number 21. You may remember her name, Piab, from games past where Ahakuelo has done a number on the Penguins. Nikki Tao is number 55, a 5'7" junior out of Oxnard. And number 50 is Ronnie Kane Kalala out of Waimanalo, Hawaii, the 5'9" junior. And the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers. Chambers in her fifth season out of Fremont, the 5'1" junior. Stephanie Carnes, Piab. Carnes is having a tremendous 2012 campaign so far. Number 4 is Kayla Valentine, a 5'6" sophomore out of Chino. And Valentine has also been having a pretty nice go of it so far for the Mighty DUs. Kimi Nakamura is number 24, and she is a 5'6" junior out of Sacramento, fans. Number 25 is Taki Takoi, a 5'9" senior out of Rotorua, New Zealand. And Lauren Hyatt, a new get for the Penguins this year. Hyatt at 6'2" is a freshman, number 34 out of Oak Hills, California. Tonight's Penguin Radio broadcast is being simulcast with the Dominican Communications and Media Studies Department and our television production facility for Community Media Center of Marin, public cable TV access. Fans, you can see replays of this game and future Dominican men and women's basketball games on CMCM TV Channel 30. Beginning this Sunday night, replays of Dominican games will appear regularly on Channel 30 on Marin cable systems at 6 and 8 o'clock. Visit cmcm.tv for a programming schedule. And you're a part of this,
Pia. Yeah, I'm a part of it. I love it. It's just great to see ourselves on TV, to see these Penguins compete, and just to see, like, all the things that they're doing electronically is just making this thing really good.
Scott Calhoun is up there running things along with Hunter Horenstein and the rest of the DU crew. We are ready, fans. Penguins in the middle, Hyatt. Silver Swords in the house. Hyatt tips it out uncontested against the 5'4" Zane. An 8-inch differential at tip-off. The Penguins a much taller team. Chaminade 0-4, the Penguins 0-5. This should be a pretty decent game. Both teams are pretty good. It's just the Penguins have not managed to win one. That doesn't mean they haven't been playing very well, actually. The Penguins have been pretty tough. 7 on the shot clock. Kayla Valentine drifts into the paint. Piab lets one fly, but she is fouled and gets the first whistle of the night 25 seconds into it.
Stu, what you said is exactly correct. The Penguins are playing great basketball. Same with Chaminade. The problem with the Penguins, they could play D. They just can't get the lid off the bucket.
Kayla Valentine off to our left attacking the Southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Cans the first one and racks up the first point of the game.
Great release on that free throw. Good arc.
Valentine toes the line now. Pulls the left foot back, opens things up, and drains the second one. Two zip Penguins inbounds. Long end. Carnes will hang back for a little bit of pressure up against Zane. Carnes actually applying more pressure than you might imagine. And she reaches in, and we're just 33 seconds into this contest, and there's already been two fouls, one per team. Zane inbounds right in front of the broadcasting area here at DU. Zane's got it on the right wing. She dumps it over left side to Ahakuelo. Back to the top of the key. Zane stutter steps. Kayla Valentine gets an arm in there, and the ball ends up in the Penguin cheerleaders.
See, that last foul on Carnes, that's just the problem with the Penguins. They get into foul trouble easily, and this is what gets them out of reach for games.
Inbounds. Very quickly, the Penguins are unable to get in the way of it. One shot on goal by Hawaii, no. Next one is gathered up by the Silver Swords, an air ball, but again Chaminade with the rebound. Left side on the way by Tao'au, and that one is no good. Taki comes down with it, loose ball, left side Kimi. Runs up with it, Kimi now heaves it back to Kayles swings it around to the right side to Carnes, who drives in left side, dump off at the last second to Hyatt, two. Hyatt dumps it down for zip after Carnes with a nice no-look assist. 18:37 to go, fans. Chaminade brings it up, the Silver Swords. Now they bring it left side. Tao Ao, who had that last shot from the right wing that didn't fall. Now Kayla steals it away from Kanea Kalai. Left side, three ball. Carnes on the way, very deep. Taken down by Kelene Costello. Costello is out of Wixom, Michigan, a 5'7" senior. And once again, the Penguins steal it away under the bucket from Zane. Left side, Kayla runs with it. And a charging, no, that is going to be called on the defense. So Kayla will go to the line again after having knocked down the first two she looked at just 25 seconds into the game.
Look, that would have been an easy.
She is batting 1,000.
That would have been an easy call for the Silver Swords if she just planted her feet.
Valentine to the line now. 2 for 2 from the line on the way. This one is way right. You could see that from the release biop. She missed it right out of her hands.
Yeah, for the year, she's shooting 52% from the free throw line.
This is her fourth free throw of the night, and this one's way right. Both of them missed way right, barely caught any rim, so she's 50% tonight. Four zip Penguins on top of the Silver Swords. Back to Kanea Kale, and she dumps one down from the left side, and that one goes. 17:50, 4-2 Penguins in the first half. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Carnes drifts around the left side of the key. She goes back to the top over to the right. Now Taki with a nice head fake and a deke and softly and short. Kanea Kala gets off under the bucket. And, boy, she just ripped it away from Taki, who was following it in. Now on the left wing, Zane. She flips it over right side, Costello. Back and forth, back and forth. Melissa Wise gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight. All five starters still on the floor for the Mighty DUs. Tao Ao's got it, top of the key. 5 on the shot clock. Now down low, 3. Zane, 1 on the shot clock on the way. The buzzer, but the shot had been released before the clock ran out. Left side, Valentine, looped back at her with a horseshoe. 4-2 Penguins, down with a Costello. 16:50, clock rolls. Costello now right side. Kane Kale gets over to the right side. Costello on the way now. Actually, that was Tao, but regardless, it was very short. 16:40.
Chaminade fouls on number 3. Diana Zane, her first, second team foul.
Zane commits her first and the third against the Chaminades. The Penguins have only committed one. 16:40 to go, fans. 4-2. Yamauchi has come into the game for the first time tonight in place. In place of Hyatt. And Wise has also come in. And Yamauchi fires off the tray ball, top of the key, no. In fact, that was way out there. Chaminade now grabs it on the way down. Penguins have taken a bunch of shots so far, Piav. Only got the one to fall, though, in the two freebies out of Valentine 25 seconds into the game.
That's why there was a substitution earlier.
16-13. And now Zane with an underhanded kind of chip shot from right under the bucket. No good. On the runner, Melissa Wise with a perfect feed from Taki. Check it. That was from Kayla Valentine on the run. Wise dumps it home, 6-2. 15:54. Now the runner, left side. By Ahakuelo. And Ahakuelo had a great game last time here. And this one, though, so far not much doing. 6-2 Penguins, 15:43. We're back, radio.dominican.edu after this timeout. All right, here we go, fans. 15:43 to go. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabia, Brian Sanchez is coming in pretty soon. 6-2, the Penguins on top. 15:43 to go. Both teams back out on the floor on radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide as usual. Penguins attacking the southern hoop, moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard, fans. Scott Calhoun, Hunter Hornstein running the cameras on tonight's simulcast for CMCM. Left side. Kimmy's got it. Now she gets it off to Wise, who just had the runner in the previous sequence. Wise with the 180 turnaround, no. Penguins have brought Natalie Benson. That's Piob's most exciting player to watch. And all season long, Piob's been keeping a close eye on Benz. Benz with a shot on goal from close range, can't get it. But it's tipped out off of one of the Chaminades. Aloha and mahalo to the listeners in the islands tonight. 15-28, fans. Left side, and the Penguins can't get anything to happen. It was an air ball fired up there. I think it was Valentine. Regardless, Chaminade has it now on the turnaround. They bring it down very quickly. Dumped off, standing on the end line. Somebody got fouled down low, and it's going to be called against Natalie Benz. So she comes right in, rings one up. Yep.
Well, the thing is, she's a very intriguing player to watch because she does all the dirty work for the Penguins, and of course, she will get fouls.
Three ball on the way. Left side, Chaminade, Costello, no. Benz with the rebound. Now the Penguins heave it down the court to Valentine. Good chuck there by the DUs. They get their own rebound after the miss. Now into the corner, Wise, head fake Wise, foot fake Wise. Oh, Wise gets hammered. She was running in on that right-hand baseline, Piab. Drifting into the key and got nailed 6-2, a whistle.
See, Stu, this all happened with just the help she did while tipping the ball to Kimi Nakamura. The Nakamura found her wide open, and she just took it to the hoop to draw a foul.
The foul was called against 31, Brittany Kopp, the 5'9 senior out of Kaneohe, Hawaii. And Piab is 31 on the floor. There's one player I can't see. It must be her. All right, so Wise misses both. Yeah, she is on the floor. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Brittany Kopp fans, 14-43. Penguins now on defense. Drifter out to the right side, three ball on the way, and that one falls by Costello, and now it's 6-5, 14 and a half. The Penguins in very fast transition. Down to the other end, Wise. Kimmy, Danielle, Benz, turn around, free throw line, no. Rebound, Ahakuelo again. Ahakuelo starting to heat up now, Piab. Costello right side. Big chuck there by Tau'au, no. Penguins cannot muster the rebound. And now the steal as Kayla Valentine gets in the way of the cross-court pass. Valentine takes it herself coast to coast and lays it in. And that a nice layup with no assist from the window. 8-5, 13-56.
As a scorer, you need Valentine to do that. Take it herself and score.
13-50, and Ahakuelo left side. Just starting to come alive now, fans, is Ahakuelo. 8-7, Penguins up by one. 13-40 in the first quarter. Yamauchi out on the left wing now. Dumps it into Wise. Oh, Wise with a nice turnaround right over the top of Brittany Kopp. Kopp wasn't looking just for an instant. As the throw to Wise was completed. That was some heads-up work there by the Penguins. 10-7 to you.
Stu, this is getting into a very fast-paced game, and this is what the Penguins wanted to do all year. They wanted to be fast-paced.
It does seem that way. As they are turning the ball around very quickly from end to end. Behind the back goes Glasson Florita, a 5'4 sophomore. Oh, the rebound goes back into the hands of Florita after the shot. Now Florita takes it again. Missed that one. So Florita with a shot. Subsequent rebound. Another shot from the top of the key. No. Oh! Kayla Valentine comes down. It was 2-on-1. Valentine with a baseball bullet pass finds Wise, but Wise missed it, and it hit her right in the side of the face. 10-7. Wise has got the birds fluttering around her head. She got nailed right in the side of the head by the speeding bullet pass, 10-7.
Yeah, that's going to be on ESPN's Not Top 10 tomorrow, Friday.
That was definitely one of those weird highlights.
Yeah.
Wise didn't see it coming, and she got it good on the right side of the head. But she's okay. In fact, let's see, did Wise stay in there? No, Wise is out. I'd have pulled her too. She got nailed. So the Penguins now are on defense, top of the key. Costello, three ball, yes. And for the first time tonight, the Penguins are tied. Left side now. Kimmy's got it. Speaking of three ball experts, Kimmy with a stutter step. Kimmy on the way, yes. Got it to fall off back iron, 12-10. 12:05 to go as the clock rolls. Brian Sanchez will be coming in pretty soon here, fans. You want to keep an eye open for that, or at least an ear. Sanchez has been gone. Now a media timeout, and we want to welcome all the viewers on Cable Marin, CMCM, Channel 30. Folks, it's nice to have you with us here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayab-Yab off to my left as well as Brian Sanchez. So far, pretty good, guys.
Look, I'm impressed. Brian, are you, man?
No, I'm really impressed with the way they're playing right now. Usually they get caught up in a slow-paced game, even though they want to break out and run, and they've been able to do that here tonight, and that's why they have the lead.
I'm very impressed by the play on Chaminade's part with Costello. She's made two threes in a row, and the only way to stay in this game is to stop Costello making these threes, because these threes could become dangerous.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Aja Coelho as well. She started off a little bit slowly, but right now she's just starting to pick it up, and things are going to unfold nicely. 12-10, fans, under 12 minutes in this first half of this series. This is the first game back as the Penguin students have returned to campus and a pretty decent crowd on hand.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd's almost going to be packed. Imagine the men's game, because you got a few people still in class and you got the cheerleaders here. With the first game on campus, the Penguin, the men have been on a great start this year, a better start than the last couple years I've been in Dominican. So imagine all the other fans ready to check in.
11:57 to go, fans. 12-10. Ball's inbounds. Penguin cheerleaders in the house, seven strong. Carnes brings it up. Over to the right side to Kimmy. Now a long two ball by Taki Takoi. No, but Carnes comes out of the pack with it. Well, she just emerged with that thing. Now a long three ball by Ariana Flynn. No, Carnes heaves it back, intended for Kimmy, but Aja Coelho got in the way of it, and Aja Coelho runs it in. Now with a play-by-play, Brian Sanchez.
Thank you, Stu, as Carnes brings it back up the court. Dominican tied 12-12, just under 11:30 left in the game. Nakamura to Flynn. Flynn to Carnes. Carnes looking to set up an offense. Cross-court pass. Nakamura to Flynn for the three. No. Rebound. Chaminade. Chaminade's going to bring it back up the court. They're pushing it strong there on the break. They're really trying to force the action here. As Zane handling, passes that one off. They go down low, and that one's knocked away by Hyatt. Good defense down low there. We're going to have Kayla Valentine subbing in for Kimmy Nakamura now. 12-12 the score. 11 minutes even left in this first half. Chaminade's inbound. It's going to be Zane. She dumps it right off inside. Gets it, knocks out to Aja Coelho. In the corner now. The shot is up, and the shot is good by Kanae Kala, as Carnes is going to run it back the other way. Dominican continues to push. Flynn down low to Hyatt. Hyatt is not able to get it in, but she gets her own rebound. She's looking to go up with it. Goes up again. No foul. Goes up a third time. No foul. And you hear Chambers, Piob. She wants a foul.
Look, she got hacked. I don't care if I'm being biased here, but she got hacked behind the back twice.
So it's going to be Chaminade ball as they knock that one out under the hoop. They're going to bring it back. 14-12, Chaminade leads. 10:30 left in the half. Zane bringing it back the other way. It's going to be Kanae Akala driving to the hoop, right past Hyatt, and that's a travel right there. That's way too many steps without dribbling the ball. It's going to be Dominican ball, down two.
Look, the Penguins want to keep this fast pace going, B. I mean, they haven't been doing this over break, so they're going to be lucky to be in this fast-paced battle.
And here it is. Flynn drives, tries to find Hyatt. Knocked away, but Hyatt's able to recover. It's going to find Carnes in the corner. Carnes drives. She goes under the hoop, tries to knock it off to Taki Takoi. That one goes away. Chaminade's going to run it back the other way. All the way. Flynn's able to poke it away. That knocks the fast break down, and the ball goes back out to Kanae Akala at the point. Zane, left wing three. Yes, as Chaminade knocks down another three to take a 17-12 lead, just under 10 minutes left. Flynn with the ball. She's looking for a teammate. She finds Taki Takoi. Takoi to Valentine, left wing three. No. Rebound, Chaminade. They're going to push it back the other way as they continue to try and run in this game. Shot up by Chaminade. That's no good. The rebound's going to go to Valentine. Valentine's going to turn around, push it right back for Dominican. Left wing, Carnes. Carnes looking, finds Valentine. Valentine to Flynn, right wing three. No. as the threes are just not falling here for Dominican.
Look, B, Valentine got the rebound last possession. She's your shooting guard, and you don't want your shooting guard to get all these rebounds, especially when you have Hyatt in the game and you have Tokoi as well.
Substitutions now for the Penguins. On the court, it's going to be Yamauchi, Nakamura, Tokoi, Wise, and Valentine, as we have Chaminade bringing it back the other way. Ball in the hands of Florida. Chaminade controlling right wing. Here's the drive by Ahakuelis. She pulls up. Looking for a pass. Drive left. Back to Ahakuelo. She drives in. She's going to put up a shot, and that's not going to go. Rebound battle. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to give that one to Dominican.
You mentioned rebound battle. Who was doing the rebound battle? It was Valentine again.
Dominican trailing 17-12 here, just under 9 minutes left in the half. They've been pushing the ball but not getting anything to show for it lately as Yamauchi, the freshman, brings it up the court. Tokoi in the post looking for the ball. She's not going to get it. They're going to find Wise in the middle. Dishes it out. Tokoi, corner. No. Rebound Wise. She goes up. She goes right back up strong. No foul call again, and Chaminade's going to bring it back the other way. Here comes Ahakuelo. She finds Tau Tau. Tau Tau drives on Wise, and Wise is going to get called for a block.
I mean, she was in the restricted area. I got to say, it was a good call there. Even though she was planted, her feet were planted, but it was just a great take by Tau Tau.
Chaminade leading 19-12, looking to add on to that lead with free throws here. 8:33 left in the half as Tau Tau steps to the line, and she's ready for a shot. It's up, and it is no good. But Dominican wasn't ready for the rebound. They didn't realize it was a one-on-one, but they are able to get it anyway. So we have Valentine left wing. She's driving. Backs it out to Nakamura. Nakamura. Now we got Tokoi right corner. Tokoi's looking for the pass. Finds the freshman Yamauchi. Left wing Valentine on the drive. Pull-up jumper. No good. Tokoi fighting for the rebound. She's able to knock it to Valentine, so Dominican keeps possession. Valentine drives. Pulls up. Double team, she's able to back it out. Tokoi takes a three from the corner. No. Long rebound. Yamauchi, as Dominican continues the offensive rebounding. Nakamura has the ball at the free throw line. She's going to put up the jumper. Rattles around. No good. Rebound off the hands of a Dominican player, and that one's going to be Chaminade ball as the shots continue not to fall.
Look, B, the Penguins are getting wide open looks. I mean, I'm going to say they are good shots because they're wide open. They just can't get the lid off the bucket, just like previous games.
You're absolutely right. And they're pushing the ball like they want to. And it seems like Chaminade can't keep up with them. But why don't they have the lead? That's the question.
They're both playing great defense. Chaminade's playing good defense. Same with the Penguins. But I'm going to say it again. If the Penguins could get the lid off the bucket, and run the plays they need to run and feed it in the inside. They're not getting the calls. That's not their fault. But if they could get these calls and they could score on the inside, find an open shooter, then this team will find points in the scoreboard.
And now it feels like defensively for the Lady Penguins, they're not closing out on the three-point shot, and that's really how Chaminade's living here tonight.
No, yeah. If the Penguins close out, same with Chaminade, this is already a close game. Penguins are in this. They're down by seven. If they could just get the lid off the bucket again and just find open shooters, what they have been doing, then they'll be fine.
7:47 left in the half as the teams come out of their huddles now. Chaminade leading 19-12. It's an early lead, but it's certainly not insurmountable, especially for this Penguins team that's running and getting open shots, as Chaminade's set to take it out and get the game back underway. Picking up the full court press for the Lady Penguins is Tau Tau, the center, has to run all the way back to the backcourt to get the ball. She's going to bring it up herself. She's got some handles there. She's going to hand it off to Florida. Florida to the right corner. Here's a left wing. Left wing drive. Shot is up. Shot is no good. Nice defense there by Wise as the ball goes out of bounds. Dominican's ball.
You know, B, just as you mentioned, Tau Tau really does have some great hands. You know, she can work it. And she, one thing I liked is I saw that Stephanie Carnes come up against Tau Tau, who's quite a bit bigger, and was able to stiff arm her right out of the way.
You could hear the cheers, and that was for 6'4 freshman Sarah Nelson checking in. As Yamauchi has the ball in the corner, she drives, she disses to Wise. Wise jumper, no good. Wise is able to tip her own rebound, but Chaminade comes up with it anyway, as Tau Tau is able to get the ball. She hands it to Florida, and Chaminade's going to walk it up the court here.
There you go again. Ahakuelo emerges from the pile with the ball. She is tough.
shot up and no good by Chaminade. Wise pulls down the defensive rebound, and she's going to send Yamauchi on her way.
Look, the Penguins just need to find a bucket. They're shooting 20% from the field, and there's another miss. So that just dropped them down to 17.
Nakamura misses the right wing three as Dominican continues to trail 19-12, 6:49 left in the half, as Costello, the three-point shooter here tonight, checks back in for Chaminade.
That's the person they need to stop, Costello. I mean, she's been raining them. Like, there's been great arc on her shot. That's when you know someone's on point.
Costello checked back in. Another starter checking back in, Diana Zane, the junior out of Honolulu, Hawaii, as Florida walks it back up for Chaminade. Zane crossing half court. Nakamura working on her. Gets around and she finds Costello right wing. Costello always looking to shoot. Gives it back to Zane. Zane dishes it to the corner. Corner three by Florida. No good. Rebound, Sarah Nelson. She's just so much taller than the entire Chaminade team that she's really got an advantage here. As Valentine pushes the break, dishes it out to Nakamura, loses the handle, but gets it back to Yamauchi for the three. No. Rebound, Chaminade. There's Costello again. Gets it to Zane. Zane's going to walk it up the court. Here's Costello right wing. Back to Zane. Zane gets it to Costello. Costello thought about taking the deep three, but she thinks more wisely as she dishes into the middle, but the ball is lost, and Yamauchi comes up with it. She's driving back the other way. She's going to take it herself, throw up the runner, no good. She's going to fight for a rebound, but Zane's going to pull it down. And sitting back in the backcourt was Kane Akala, but Wise is able to get back and pick her up before she's able to drive in for the score. And there's another travel for Chaminade as the ball is going to go back to Dominican, who is still trailing 19-12. We haven't seen any points in this game for a while now.
They're getting stops. They're getting rebounds. They're forcing turnovers. But can the offense come alive? This is what the Penguins want. Last year, it was opposite. They could find buckets. They just couldn't find stops.
Tokoi and Carnes check in for the Penguins as Carnes brings it up the court. Penguins looking to get on the board again. It's been a while since they've had some points. Valentine controlling the ball. She's dumping into Wise. That seems to be the game plan today. Get it to Wise in the middle, but it just isn't paying off. So they're going to, Chaminade's going to bring it back. Ball's in the hands of Costello. Gets it to Florida. A lot of ball movement here from Chaminade as Costello drives baseline looking for a pass. She finds Tao Ao. Tao Ao puts up the long J. No good. Rebound pulled down by Carnes, but it's taken away by Ahakuelo, who gets it, tries to get it in the middle, but she stepped out of bounds while she was driving baseline. It's going to be Dominican ball heading back the other way.
Look, there's another turnover the Penguins face, and maybe here, maybe a game plan. If it's not working for Wise in the middle, how about you give it to Sarah Nelson? She's 6'4".
Here's Valentine, and Nelson's posting up. They're trying to feed her. Here she is. Turnaround hook. No good. Wise pulls down the rebound, but it's poked away, and Florida comes up with it. Chaminade pushes back the other way. Uh-oh. Costello with the ball. Fakes the three. Dumps it down. The running hook is no good. Rebound Tao Ao. Blocked by Nelson as Nelson starts Carnes on her way, and Dominican looks to run it back. Valentine, right wing. Drive. Going to do it herself. Yes. Good. 19-14, Dominican now trails, 4:30 left in the half off the Valentine bucket.
Valentine is going to need to take some control here, Brian, if the Penguins want to get anything going. That, just exactly as you said, the dump off to Wise in the middle of the key is simply not working. They're not able to get it to her is the problem. I don't know if it would work. They just can't get the ball there.
Chaminade tries to run the same thing with Tao Ao in the middle, and Carnes is able to tie her up, and we're going to have a jump ball. Great defense there by Carnes, as Chaminade has some substitutions. They're going to bring in Gaunt, and they're going to bring in the starter, Kane Ka'ala.
When you mention great defense, that's what Carnes is. She's just scrappy play.
So it's Chaminade ball as they get the ball off the jump. Costello in the corner kicks it back out to the top. Drive, no, pull back, Florida. And they didn't even notice the shot clock. And that one's going to buzz. It's going to be Dominican ball as Dominican forces another Chaminade turnover.
Look, that's just inexperience here. They only have three seniors on their team, the rest sophomores and freshmen and a couple juniors, but that's just inexperience.
Valentine controlling the ball finds Wise in the corner. Corner jumper, no good. Rebound, Stephanie Carnes gets in there and grabs it. Gets it out to Wise at the top. They dump it to Nelson. Nelson turn jumper. Nice shot by the 6'4 freshman, 19-16.
That was set up by the great rebound by the 5'1 Carnes.
The Penguins cut the deficit to 3, 3:30 left in the half. a Chaminade walking ball up the court now. They might be getting a little tired trying to run with these Lady Penguins. Florida with the ball. Gets it left corner. Left corner shot by Kaneakala. No good. Rebound Costello. Costello looks to do it herself, but she tries to dump it off. It's bounced. Ooh. And Kaneakala goes in to get that and throws a mean shoulder at the face of Takoi, but she's all right. Kaneakala with the jumper. No good again. Rebound Chaminade. That's Florida. Can't let the point guard get in there for an offensive rebound. Coelho with a deep three. No good. And Wise is finally able to pull down a defensive rebound for Dominican as Carnes pushes it back up the court. They're not trying to stop. They found Nelson in the middle, but that one's knocked away. Nice play there by Gaunt to stop this 6'4 freshman Nelson from getting in the middle there.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, B, you're talking about good offense now. They've been scoring some, and definitely they stopped. They're only at – Chaminade has been at the 19-point margin for a while now. These Penguins have great defense, and that's what they're learning.
Penguins trail by three, 19-16, 2:53 left in the half. We'll be back when the action is. We're going to a break right here on radio.dominican.edu. .edu. 19-16, the lead for Chaminade, 2:53 left in the half. On the call, the voice of Penguin Radio, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Brian Sanchez. Nice work. Patrick Kayab off to my left. Fans, for those of you watching on Channel 30, the Penguin camera squad is led up there by Scott Calhoun and Hunter Horenstein, and of course Hugo Centeno in the middle, Mary Kay Jankowski, and Dommy Perry. We are back, fans. 2:50 to go. Jasmine Green is coming to the game for the first time tonight, fans, and the home crowd is loving it. Green, one of the great gets in her first year for the Penguins. Three ball on the way by Costello. 22-16 from the right corner. And Costello, straight out of the timeout, hammers the tray ball. 22-16, 2.5 to go. Top of the key, Taki. Left side, Kayla. Drifts back to the right. Kayla had an open look, didn't take it. She flips it over to Carnes. 13 on the shot, drives in. Carnes, dump off, left-handed softy. From the free throw line, falls, 22-18 Carnes. Oh, almost in the way of it to Coy. And now she gets in the way of it on the putback, intended for Tao Ao. Left side, Kayla, brings it in, stutter steps. Kayla off the glass, too much. Nelson put back, no. Green gets it on the rebound, but now it's stolen away by Costello, who's right on the end line, but does not step out as she hands it off to Glass and Florida, the 5'4 sophomore. Penguins on defense now. Costello goes to the middle. Back out to Brittany Cobb. No. Dragged down by Florida. On the way, three ball by Costello. No. Costello has heaved up that big tray ball earlier. Coming back from the timeout to make it from the exact same place. She couldn't get it. Now she has it top of the key. 1:26 to go. Left side, Florida. Back outside, Ahakuelo. Ahakuelo again, starting to heat up. She's just getting greased. Both sides of the ball. Left side, Tao Ao, three ball, no. Penguins in fast transition. Very quickly, 2-1. Kayla and Green were both towering over Florida, and Kayla runs it in. 22-20 inside of a minute. See who's going to get this last shot off. So huge on the momentum going into the clubhouse, Ahakuelo. 20 on the shot clock, 50 overhead. So the Penguins are likely to get the ball back. Well, as a matter of fact, it's then heaved out of bounds up into the fifth row of the grandstands where a bunch of the Penguin men from the men's game, which is coming up here at 7:30 tonight, scheduled 7:30 tip-off, they field that one as it went way up into the grandstands. 45 seconds, fans, 22-20. Oh, the Penguins would love to go into the clubhouse with one up or more. Just nothing down, especially after they led for the most part of the first half, and then Silver Swords kind of started to get pretty crafty, and now the trip by Kopp inadvertently trips Jasmine Green under the bucket. Oh, and she's called on the foul. That's a six-team foul committed by Chaminade. The Penguins have committed four. 32.5 seconds on the inbounds Wise. Green's okay. Kimmy, left side Kayla to tie it. On the way, Kayla, yes! It rolls around and falls. Tie game, 22 up, 22 seconds. Shot clock is off. Cops got it to Costello. She'll bring it across the timeline. Ahakuelo left side. Nice foot fake by Hannah Kirchis. And now the Penguins steal it away, 10 seconds. Left side, Kayla. Kayla runs it in left side, takes too many steps, stripped away by Hannah Kirchis. And I think Kirchis is going to get called. No, it's a jump ball. And it's going to be Chaminade ball with 6.2 seconds to go. 22 up. No, Kayla goes for 1-1. I saw the fingers come up. I thought that was an indication of the jumper. But in fact, it's a 1-1. So Kayla will go to the line. She's trying to get her breath.
Or shaking off that foul.
Yeah, maybe so. On the way to go ahead by one. Missed it way short. Barely got rim, and she's bent over at the waist as if she's in pain. You're right, yeah. I'm not sure that little old Kayla Valentine's okay, but she's at least able to shoot. And this one goes down, and that's kind of large since it puts the Penguins up by one with 6.2 seconds. Inbounds clock rolls five. Aha, Quelo four. Across the timeline. Kayla in the way. 1 second on the way, buzzer. Oh, she just missed it, fans. That was so close. The Penguins really had a chance, but either way, Kayla Valentine does put the Penguins up by the 1 point, which is so very important. So we will take a timeout now at halftime. 15 minutes. Brian Sanchez and Patrick Kayab-Yab will be back in a few minutes with the halftime extravaganza. 23-22, Penguins lead, radio.dominican.edu.
We've got a tough one here. And I'm telling you why. It's because they can't stop the three-point shooting of Chaminade, but the Penguins come right back.
Yeah, the Penguins are only up 23-22, but I have no problem saying that the Lady Penguins should be up big in this game. They are bigger, faster, stronger than Chaminade.
Like, and you're saying, you're
there's
saying,
really no excuse no, for it being this close.
You're saying a lot of bold things, but the thing is, I like your bold projections, predictions, anything you want to call it, but the thing is, I have to agree with you. If the Penguins just got the lid off the bucket, they didn't score for a good 6 minutes in the first half, and then they come back charging with threes, and then you got Valentine taking it to the bucket. The Penguins, they should be up by at least double digits, at the least.
Yeah, I mean, the second part of it staying 19-12 for a long time is that the Lady Penguins were holding Chaminade at 19. Chaminade wasn't scoring either, and then they get off on this late run. They're forcing a lot of turnovers, but they're not capitalizing. That's what we need them to do, is start capitalizing on turnovers, turn them into points. What I'm really looking for is a strategy change, because what they're doing is they're setting screens to get Wise into the middle of the paint, and then they dump it into her and just have her go up with the shot. It's getting a little out of control. When you got the 6'4 Nelson, that's who I want to see in the middle.
Well, the thing is also, when Valentine's in the game, it's the Valentine show. She just takes it into the lane. And I have no problem saying that she should take it to the lane, but they need the role players to step it up a bit, don't you think? I mean, they are shooting the three ball, but sometimes they ain't making it. And when they ain't making it, it's the Valentine show. She just takes it in herself, and that's all the Penguins could hope for. She does take trips to the lines, which I like. But when Nelson's in there, I have to agree with you. When she's in there, she has to find a way to dominate in the inside. Like we said before, she's just a puppy. But once she starts to grow, then she'll become great. But right now, she's not getting a lot of touches in the ball.
Yeah, and my favorite thing about Kayla Valentine is she likes to drive and try and create opportunities for herself, but she only does it when she has to. She does it when her teammates start to defer, and she does it when her teammates stop making shots. Then she says, I'm going to step up and take over this game and try and score for my team. She doesn't do it in a selfish way. It's one of the few times that you see a player take over games, and it helps the team.
Look, Ariana Flynn needs to step up her pace. She's 0-for-2 from the perimeter. When she gets going and Nakamura get going, this team will become a show. And like the St. Louis Rams said, greatest show on turf. How about the greatest three-point shooting in the gym? I mean, this is a 1-2 punch. They could knock you out of the game if they want, and the only way they can is to get heated up.
And then when you talk about the greatest three-point shooting in the gym, that brings up the problem and the reason that Chaminade is in this game. Costello is draining her threes, and she's draining them from 5 feet behind the men's line.
No.
She'll throw them up from anywhere.
It's because the way she arcs her shot, I'm watching her warm-ups right now, she just made that one. The way she arcs her shot is just immaculate, I'll say. It's nice. It's high arcing. You can't block that.
You know, I saw head coach Chambers with about a minute left in the half pull Nakamura over. Nakamura was on Costello, and I heard her say, you do not leave her side. And that's what I'm expecting to see in the second half. They're going to play her tight. They're going to close out on the three-point shot, and they're not going to give it to her anymore. Just about time to get this half started. And to do so, we're going to bring in the voice of Penguin Radio, Stuart Horn.
All right. Thank you very much, B. Good halftime extravaganza. That's cool. Penguins are up 23-22 as we make our way into the second half of this NC2A PacWest doubleheader from Dominican University of California. By the way, fans, for most complete and comprehensive coverage of Penguin Athletics, go to DominicanAthletics.com. Penguins bring it in, attacking the northern hoop. Carnes has it. Over to Kayla, right wing with a good stutter step. Kayla flings it over Costello, almost backcourts it, but Carnes runs it down. We're going to try it again. Valentine with 14. Valentine back over to Kimmy. Kimmy drives in right elbow. Kick back out to Kayla, stutter step, left side, 8. On the way, missed it, short. Put back by Hyatt, falls. 25-22. Move there by Hyatt for the finger roll. Perfect position to grab that one on the way down. Penguins by 3, second half. And this one is flipped out of bounds. Sort of a sloppy pass by Deanna Zane. Zane at 5'4", just out of bounds. And now the Penguins work it up from Kimmy, gets it over to Taki Takoya on the right wing. Carnes actually hit her with the assist, 27-22, 19:07 to go. Right side, Zane brings it across the timeline. Zane now has Carnes just plastered to her. Carnes playing some big defense, really earning her starts. That Carnes getting pretty good rebounds too. Tao Ao. Not Tao Ao, that's Connie Akala. Now the fling from right side, Costello, 3-ball, no. But waiting in perfect position is Tao Ao. And that one goes 27-24. They haven't put it on the board, right? 18-40. And the Penguins now transition to the other end very quickly with Valentine burying the deuce from the left side, 18-33. They still haven't credited the points on the board. Now they finally get it, 29-24. So they say. Ahakuelo from the right side, and the Penguins are now only up by 3, 29-26, 18-19.
Those were two easy shots that Chaminade made, uncontested in the box.
Carnes, 3-ball, left side, no. Very short, loose ball. Kayla hammers it down, goes between the legs of Costello. She falls on top of it. And Chaminade gets the ball back on the dual possession. As Sarah Nelson re-enters the game in place of Hyatt. Hyatt doesn't look too happy getting pulled. You players usually aren't, but sometimes there's an obvious reason. I'm not sure why, after Hyatt scored the last bucket for the Penguins. Up.
I'm thinking it's because the matchup she has. She has the height advantage, and she's more athletic.
Well, maybe so, but only 2 inches over the top of Hyatt. Nelson's in there now against Connie Akala. And the travel is called against Chaminade, so the Penguins will get it on the unforced error, 29-26. DU's by 3. Penguins led most of the first quarter, at which point they gave up the lead right up until the end of the half, at which point Kayla Valentine scored one from the line to put the Penguins up by the one. And now she drifts in right side. And she gets one from the right side near the end line and gets it to fall after it bounced around, 31-26. 17.5 fans. Kaneakala left side goes up and under. Athletic move, but can't get it to fall. Nelson to Carnes. 2-on-1, Carnes goes left side on the soft side, up and under, draws the whistle and scores the deuce.
Look, man, she could fly. Who says Penguins can't fly? Carnes shows her scrappiness on that play.
That was nice. Up and under, kind of a miniature Chihuahua-sized hook shot is what that was, from up and under. Left-handed, mind you, and draws the penalty. So she will go to the line, Carnes, 33-26, Steph. On the way, the lefty, yes. I think one of the advantages, if you're 5'1", but being left-handed, it's a real advantage for her. Zane brings it in against Carnes, and Carnes really wants a piece of Zane in the backcourt. And she's really making Zane earn it. And she gets it across the timeline in 5 seconds, 34-26, Penguin Zane. Left wing Zane, down low, turnaround softy by Pareva Gaunt, and she can't get it to fall. Nelson again. Penguins, Taki thinking about it. Taki head fake. Taki, intended for Nelson, no. Out off the end line. off of Ajaquelo. Diaz get it back, and there's some sloppy. There's some sloppiness going on down on Hawaii's end. Chaminade slopped that one right out of here. 1642 fans. Inbounds, Nelson. Carnes drives in left side. Carnes up and under again. Well, I'll tell you what, Piaf, she just proved that the first one was not luck. That one she pulled off in the previous sequence was absolute skill because she just pulled the exact same incredibly skillful pull-up play.
No, she's a player, Stu. She knows that she has complete game, and now she's showing what she can do on the offense.
Pareva Gaunt goes up left side, and she gets hammered. Valentine gets called. Valentine second. Both teams with one in the second half, 36-26. Pareva Gaunt drops this one. 36-27, Penguins by nine. This is the greatest margin the Penguins have enjoyed tonight as Melissa Wise is back in there in place of Taki Takoi. Back to the line is Gaunt, the 5'10 senior. She's out of Kapa'a, and the Penguins down with the rebound. Check it, that one went. 36-28, 16-14. Diu, top of the key. Kimmy hasn't gotten a lot of shots off. Tipped out of the hands of Steph Carnes, intended for Wise, but Wise comes up with it anyway. On the way, long two, no. Nelson's right there at 6'4". Oh, Nelson hits the deck and gets scrappy.
That was just weird how she landed. She had her right arm behind her back. That's the way you could at least strain a muscle or maybe break a bone.
Penguins got it on the jumper. 16 exactly. The Penguins by eight. So the D's are going to get it on the short end. Get it right in under the bucket. They better hurry up. They've only got 5 seconds. Thrown in bounds. Terrible. As Carnes just heaves it away. Just gave it right back to Chaminade. Now that's a travel. Going to be called against Glass and Florida. And the timeout has come. It is 36-28 fans, 15-54. We're back in 30, radio.dominican.edu. This is how we do it, Piab, 15-54 to go. 36-28, Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab, Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight. This broadcast, fans, is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. Welcoming Scott Calhoun and CM2 in the house. Marin Community Cable. Those guys have just been a great partnership here at DU. And here we go. We're back underway. Channel 30. Penguins on offense now, off to our right. Carnes at the top of the key, gets it down low to Wise, kind of low. Oh, almost falling out of bounds was Nelson. Back over to Wise, and it bounces, and they give it back to Chaminade. And I couldn't see exactly what was happening there, Piab, as the coach and the referee were both in between me and the ball.
That's what happens when everything gets really intense during the game.
15:32 to go, clock roll. Chaminade ball, bringing it up from our right to left here on Media Row. Some inconsequential ball movement around the outside. There's 15 seconds. Costello on the way. Three ball, missed it left. Down with it is Kimmy. Here's the fast runner by Kayla. Kayla goes 3-on-2, 360. Are you kidding? Oh, it looked good, but it wouldn't fall. Boy, everything looked good except the bucket. 15 minutes exactly. Costello in transition. Left side, Florida goes back to the top of the key. Oh, boy, everybody in the house thought that Zane walked with it. Except the referees. Everybody but the referees. And they're the ones that matter.
Yeah.
Right side now, Florida. She drifts back over after dumping it off to Tao Ao, who takes it in herself. Tao Ao. Ow. Hammers it in there, and that was a nice play by Tao Ao. 36-30. Chaminade hanging very tough. 14 and a half to go, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide as usual. Down low. Here's a nice pass from Wise to Nelson. Oh, Nelson was just a little bit deep. 14-18 to go. Zane will bring it up. Zane's had a lot of work tonight. She got the start tonight, Zane, the point guard for Chaminade. The Silver Swords. Ooh, Kimi Nakamura almost stole it away, and now they get a good pass off Zane down low. Too much window off a good play to Gant. Now a loose ball and a big rejection by Melissa Wise, and the crowd loves it. Tao Ao. It was all ball. There's absolutely no whistles, not even close. The Penguins get it ready to bring in three freshies, 13:49 to go. Down low, turnaround, Gant, yes. Right over the top of Sarah Nelson. That's not easy to do.
No, not at all. She's 6'4".
Left side now, Kimi, 360, Kimi. Oh! Nakamura! A nice 360 spinner.
Look, I mean, I know Nakamura's your three-point special, but she's getting points in the paint.
38-32. Well, you know, maybe the other teams have seen enough tape on Nakamura and they know to guard her outside, so she's taking advantage of that and moving it indoors. Penguins by six, 13-15. Zane pinched it between the leg and the wrist, but no whistle. Here's a long, oh boy, that's a long three by Florida, and it goes. Left wing Florida hammers it home, 38-35, to keep the Chaminades very tight. 13 minutes exactly, fan second half. Oh, loose ball Wise with the jumper! Melissa Wise with a perfect pass down on the baseline from Sarah Nelson. Wise turns it into something good. 40-35, radio.dominican.edu. Well, look at that, fans. We are back, and we're just going to stay right here for a moment. Welcoming everybody on Channel 30 checking in with 12:53 to go. 40-35, the Penguins are on top, but it's been hit and miss, you guys. What are you thinking so far? A very quick game. Seems like these two teams are really matched up nicely.
Well, I'm just saying on the other end, the Penguins side, there's too athletic for Chaminade to keep up. They're fast-paced, they're quicker, they're faster, and just the way they're running their offense right now is the way they should have run it the first half.
And Piab, you hit on it during that half, is that our three-point shooters now, especially Nakamura, are getting into the paint and getting the easy shots in there. That's where points are going to come, and once you see the ball go through the hoop a couple times, then you start making those threes and we open this thing up.
I'd be very interested to know if the coach has made an adjustment for Nakamura's three-ball prowess and if they've actually adjusted so that Nakamura gets a little more work indoors. So far tonight, I would say so. I don't know how many threes she has or how many three-ball attempts she has. I assume Piab has that in front of him. But with 40-35, the Penguins are going to have to get something going. Just to pull a little daylight out of this thing, I'd love to see Nakamura get hot. Here's Brian Sanchez with the call.
Thanks, Stu. Chaminade with the ball, trailing 40-35 here, 12:30 left in the half. A lot of ball movement by Chaminade. No one looking to shoot, but Costello will, and she'll put it up, and no good. Florida pulls down the rebound in the middle, and Kaneakala is going to back that one out, and they're going to set up the offense again with Zane. Left wing Costello, they really run the offense through Costello as Kaneakala forces her way inside on Hyatt, and Hyatt is called for the foul. They're going to say she pushed her there as Dominican leads 40-35 with 12:17 left.
Look, Kaneakala, she's 5'9", not that tall, but she has a big body and she uses it on the inside. She's the biggest player on the court right now, and that's the way to bully the Penguins in, and she could shoot the free throws as well.
Beautiful shot there, and that one goes right through. 40-36 now the lead for Dominican as Aha Coelho checks in for Chaminade. Kaneakala, ready for her second shot, trying to pull her team closer. It's up, and it is no good. Rebound, Bentz. She pulls it down, gives it to Hyatt. Hyatt's not looking to push the ball up herself. She's going to hand it to the freshman, Yamauchi. Yamauchi drives in, but is knocked away by Aha Coelho. Costello picks it up, gives it back to Aha Coelho, who's going to work it back up the court, but the entire Dominican team is back to stop that fast break. Zane's going to control and set up the offense for Chaminade. She flips it inside to a wide-open Kaneakala, and she goes up, and she's fouled again by Hyatt as Kaneakala gets to the line for the second possession in a row.
Kaneakala has 5 points this game. Last game against Hawaii Hilo, she had 7. So to get her heated up, this is where their offense is run. Same with Costello, but Kaneakala, the leading scorer for Chaminade.
Dominican leading 40-35, 11:53 left in the half. We're going to be going to a break now, and when we come back out, Chaminade's going to be at the line taking their free throws here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans, we are back. 11:53 to go. The Penguins hanging on to a 5-point advantage at this point. However, Kanea Alikala is on the line, and B. San is on the mic.
Kanea Kala nails the first free throw to make it 40-36. Dominican lead. As she gets ready for a second free throw, it's up, and it's no good. So she splits them both on back-to-back possession. Long rebound to Coy. She's going to push it up, looking for help, going to back it out to Valentine. To Coy, working left, finds Bentz in the middle. Bentz up with the jumper, no good. Rebound Chaminade. That's Aja Coelho. She's going to look to push it. She's looking up court. She's going to get it to Costello. Costello to Kanea Kala. Thought about the three, but pulled it back down. Zane controlling the offense at the point. Chaminade works the ball around beautifully, just looking for the open shot. Here's Costello, and she likes to take the open shot. Her three is up, and it is no good. Rebound, Lauren Hyatt, and she's fouled on the play by Brittany Kopp. It's going to be Dominican ball leading 40-36, 11:16 left in the half.
Yeah, she was not happy about that foul. You could tell by the body language. That was just too hard of a foul after a rebound. Are you kidding me? After a rebound, that's a hard foul.
Nakamura checks in from Valentine. As Chaminade picks up the full court press, trailing by four, 11:16 left in the half. Hyatt comes back to help out. Gives it to Nakamura. She'll work it up the court. Here's Nakamura. She kicks it out to Yamauchi. Yamauchi drive back to Nakamura. The three, no. She's not going to take it. She's going to drive again. Yamauchi controls it at the point. The freshman gets it to Nakamura. Nakamura likes this drive. She goes in, dishes it to Hyatt. Hyatt up with the shot, and it's good. Nice teamwork there by Nakamura and Hyatt. As the score is 42-36, Dominican lead, just under 11 minutes left in the half. Aja Coelho brings it back for Chaminade. The freshman Yamauchi picks up point guard Zane, makes her pass it off to Kanae Kala. Her drive, she spins on Nakamura, goes up for the shot, and Hyatt sends her away. Bentz picks up the ball. She's going to push it the other way. Yamauchi to Nakamura. Nakamura is looking for the inside pass. No one's there. She pulls it back out, gets it into Hyatt. Hyatt goes up strong and gets another one. 44-36, the lead for Dominican.
Look, I like what I'm seeing. Nakamura, not known to be a distributor, and she's known to be a shooter. She's distributing the ball well today.
She's getting in the paint, making things happen as Aja Coelho has the ball for Chaminade. She drives, pulls it back out, pulls up for the baseline jumper. No good. Rebound, talking to Coy, taken away by Costello. Costello goes up, finds Kanea Kala. Kanea Kala will back it out. Chaminade looks to set up an offense here. They're going to dump it into Kopp. Kopp gets the pass out to Aja Coelho. They're going to call a timeout now by Chaminade. With Dominican leading 44-36, 9:50 left in the half. We'll be back when the action is on radio.dominican.edu.
The Penguins looking for their first conference victory. Oh, it would be sweet if they could hold on. 44-36. Here's B. Sam.
Thanks, Stu. As Chaminade looks to inbound, coming out of their own timeout. There's a little confusion at the scores table over there. Referees trying to handle that.
Normally the problem when I was doing this during break, there normally is, it's either a problem with the reset of the shot clock, but we'll see.
Well, the discussion was between B-Dave and Chaminade, so we know whose fault it was. It's definitely not B-Dave. Woo! As Nelson blocks the shot, and she's going to send Carnes on her way. Nakamura, right wing. She dumps it into Wise, and it's taken away as the dump into Wise continues to not work this game. Zane brings it back for Chaminade.
Well, there were three Chaminades right in the way. I don't know why she even attempted to get it to Wise. She had no chance of getting it.
Zane, corner jumper. No, she's going to pull it down and drive. Find Kanea Kala at the top, who gets it back to Zane. It's the two-girl game. She's going to drive on Nelson, kick it out. Aja Coelho to Kanea Kala. Her drive, right-hand scoop shot, no good. Rebound to Coy. She knocks it out of bounds. No, they're going to call it off a Chaminade player. It's going to be Dominican ball.
B-San, did you see how hard Kanea Kala threw it across the court? She barely even tried. She's so strong that she just knocked it across the court. It went the entirety of the court in a perfectly straight line. She threw it so hard without even trying.
Wise gets inside off the Tokoi pass, and she makes it. 46-36, the lead now for Dominican. 9 minutes left in the half. Here's Costello for Chaminade, the three-point specialist. Gets it to Aja Coelho. Zane, the point guard, left wing, drives on Nakamura. Tries to dump it out. She does. As the Dominican defense continues to not allow Chaminade to get inside. Here's Ahakuelo. Drives left, dumps it off to Kaneakala. Ooh, pass tip by Wise. That's going to send Nakamura on her way. She's got Carnes. She's going to do it herself, and she's going to get called for the travel. She got caught in between the shot and the pass there. Didn't know, quite know what to do.
Like, she was just thinking about scoring all the way. And then she saw Carnes a little to the left, so she's like, maybe I should pass it. So she got a little hesitant. That's what caused the travel.
Yeah, you'd like to see her make a decision there early. She can give it to Carnes or go up herself. Here's Tao Ao, who just checked into the game, working on Melissa Wise. She drives. She's tripped up a little bit. Wise and Nelson were both in there on the contact. They're going to give it to Melissa Wise.
Look, Tao Ao banged knees with Melissa Wise, and that's always very – that's a bad sign when you bang knees. Jason Richardson with the Orlando Magic banged knees with Monte Ellis. It caused him a sprained knee. I hope that doesn't happen to Tao Ao.
You can look at Wise's right knee from here. You can see the bruises on it from just, you know, midway through a tough season. Wise is beat up, but she's so tough. Remember, while you were away, Brian, Piab and I saw Wise get an elbow in the mouth, and they took her off to the hospital.
Tao Ao sinks both free throws, cuts the deficit to 8 for Chaminade, 46-38 Dominican lead, as Wise is going to bring it up the court on Costello. Wise drives into the middle, pull-up jumper, no good, rebound. Ahakuelo gets in there and battles for it. Chaminade going back the other way. Valentine just checked in the game for Dominican. Picking up defense. Takoy steals the ball. She's got Valentine up ahead. She gets it to Valentine, but Valentine loses the handle. She has to pull up. She goes in anyway, and there's Tao Ao to block the call, but they're going to give it a foul on Tao Ao there as Valentine's going to go to the line. Missed opportunity there, though, Piop.
Yeah, but Tao Ao did have to do that.
Piop? Well, you know, Tao Ao, if she fouled her, that's great, but God, Brian, that was a missed opportunity, and I was going to go crazy if Valentine made that layup.
Yeah, Valentine did a great job of breaking out there, but they just couldn't get her the pass. She is going to have a chance to pick up the two anyway. Dominican leads 46-38. There's 7:57 left in the half. We'll be back when the action is on radio.dominican.edu.
If you like fast-paced basketball, the Lady Penguins of Dominican will bring you fast-paced basketball. Now my good old friend Brian Sanchez will tell you why to listen to radio.dominican.edu.
Thanks, Piab, and that'd be because the Lady Penguins are up 46-38. Kayla Valentine at the line. Her first shot's up and good. Make that 47-38 now. 7:57 left in the half.
Just every point closer is a closer, just inching closer to that first conference victory.
Valentine's second free throw up and also good. 10-point lead now for Dominican, 48-38, just under 8 minutes left in the half. As Chaminade's really going to look to pick up the pace here to try and get back in this game. Wise swarming Costello on defense as Tao Ao cuts into the middle, gets the pass, gets the hoop and the harm with Takoy on the foul. Nice play there by Tao Ao.
Yeah, that was just a continuation there. She had Takoy beat, and Tao Ao just put it with her left hand and let it fly.
Yeah, I think Takoy got caught with her head not on a swivel, while the cutter from behind her just came wide open from the pass.
Yeah, it was just defensive unawareness there, and Tao Ao took advantage of that.
Jasmine Green checks in for Taki Takoy, and Kimi Nakamura is going to go grab Sarah Nelson. So a reset of the court. That's Carnes, Valentine, Green, Nakamura, and Wise for the Lady Penguins.
I really like Green's game. She's a very, very great defensive rebounder.
Tao Ao misses the free throw. Nakamura pulls it down. Dominican leads 48-40, 7:40 left in the half as Carnes sets up the offense. Here's Valentine looking to drive. Can't get around her girl. Wise dumps it into Green. Green loses the handle, but they're going to call the foul as the Chaminade player goes down hard. That was Brittany Kopp as Green came down right on top of her.
Somebody call a cop. She got nailed on that one.
And she gets called for the foul, so a bit of a double whammy there.
Look, I could hear the ambulance coming soon because her chin just hit the canvas.
And there she goes off the court as Gant is going to check in for her. Carnes is set to inbound down low for the Lady Penguins.
I think Cop's okay. She just had a ringer.
Nakamura loses the handle on the pass. Valentine able to recover. Valentine's getting hounded by Costello. Carnes tries to force it into Green. Can't hold on to it. Wise in the corner now. Brings it back out top. 15 left on the shot clock. Lady Penguins have to move. Green in the middle looking for a pass. Backs it out. 10 on the shot clock for Nakamura. Valentine with the ball left wing. She's going to drive, lose the handle, and that's going to go over to Chaminade as Zane's going to push it up the court. 48-40, Dominican leads. Costello dumps it into Tao Ao. Tao Ao has been on a roll lately. She goes up under. Nice move. Gets the foul call on Melissa Wise. The basket does not go, but she'll be going to the line.
Melissa Wise was just frustrated with that call. She even said, come on, ref. You got to let that one slide.
That was a smart foul by Wise. You know, she's right there, Tao. Like you said, B, has been just totally greased. She's making everything. So Wise right under the bucket had to knock it away and took the chance.
Tao out, free throw up, no good. So 6:59 left in the half. Yamauchi checks in for Carnes. Takoi goes in and grabs Wise. 48-40, the lead for Dominican.
With that missed free throw, Wise's foul is looking better all the time.
Tao sinks the second one, so Wise saves Dominican a point there as Valentine brings it back up the court. Green is wide open down low, but it's a soft pass, and Tao Ao's able to recover and take that away. Shamnod's going to set up the offense.
Is it my imagination, B, or the Penguins cannot get penetration with the pass indoors?
Absolutely right. They've been trying to do it all game and gets knocked away. Here's Zane on the drive with the wild shot. It goes up. No good. Long rebound, Costello. Costello seems to be everywhere this game. As Zane controls, Sarah Nelson set to check in for the Lady Penguins. Aha Coelho, left corner. Cross-court pass to Costello. Costello to Zane in the corner. Back to Costello. Dumps it down into the middle. That's Gant. Throws up the wild shot. No good. But Tao Ao's able to get the rebound. Shot blocked by Green. Goes up for the rebound. Another shot by Tao Ao. Foul on Green.
Look, so that happened with Hyatt in the inside. This is the exact same thing. Hyatt had two tries to shoot it in the inside. She got hacked the same way Green hacked Kanealeka. And after that, Tao Ao. Tao Ao now has a trip to the line and Hyatt didn't. So
Tao Ao's first free throw up and it's good. Tao Ao might only be 5'7", but she's willing to go in there and battle with the 6'4 Nelson, the 6'2 Hyatt, the 6 foot Green. Tao Ao does not care about the height difference.
Look, it's that Pacifica basketball. She just plays in foggy Pacifica. You can't shoot that well, but you can learn how to play in the inside.
Tao Ao sinks the second free throw. Dominican lead to 5. The inbound pass is stolen. Tao Ao down low again. She bulldozes into Nakamura. No call. Pass goes out to Aha Coelho. She sinks it. 48-45 now. Yamauchi bringing it back the other way. Dumps it into Takoi. Takoi goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Chaminade ball.
Boy, the Penguins were really pushing it as hard as they could under the direction of Coach Chambers, screaming out, go, go, go. And they push, but they ended up dumping it off the end line. That entire previous sequence was set up by Tao Ao. After the free throw made, then she broke up the next play and got the next points. Tao Ao's doing it all right now.
What's hurting the Penguins here, B, is that it's the turnovers. There's three straight possessions the Penguins turned the ball over, and now Chaminade has been capitalizing on it.
And here's Tao Ao for 3. No. Rebound. Nelson loses it to Kaneakala. Her shot is no good. She goes up for another one. Also no good, but they're going to call a foul on the play.
I think it's on Nakamura down low.
That one's going to be on Nelson.
You're right.
And that is going to send Kaneakala to the line. Now, I think they might have messed up the call, too, because I don't think Nelson touched her.
Nelson was out there outside of the key. And that's only the first on Nelson, though. So with 5:27 to go, that's not that big a deal. I believe it should have been called against Kimmy. Hey, I notice Dr. Joseph Fink is in the house tonight, the old president of the university, 23-year president, who was just replaced last June by Dr. Mary Marcy. He's here tonight visiting. That's great.
Kaneakala sinks both free throws, so the lead is only 3 now for Dominican, 48-45, as things start to tighten up with 5:20 left in the game. Nakamura controlling, Zane covering her. Here's Valentine right wing. Yamauchi, the freshman, looking to create, finds Valentine. Valentine doesn't want the 3. She's going to drive. Valentine backs it out. Yamauchi's going to try drive herself, gets it to Takoi. In the corner, Takoi fakes Tao Ao, goes in on her, pull-up jumper, good. The captain, Taki Takoi, with a sweet play.
But this is when the captain needs to use her minutes wisely, and she did it there.
50-45, Dominican leads, 4:50 left in the game. As Zane working on Yamauchi, can't shake her, tries to get it to Tao Ao. That one's tipped by Valentine. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Chaminade ball, as Wise is going to check in, and she's going to go grab Valentine. And here comes Carnes as a late sub, and she's going to get the freshman Yamauchi.
Look, Carnes is there, B, because she's a big freshman killer. So I'm going to bring it to the play-by-play man, Stuart Horn, for these big minutes.
All right. Thank you, fellas. 4:45 to go. Good job there, B. Penguins by 3 is all. It was 9, 50-47. Penguins on defense, inbounds quickly. They get it to Curtius, and the Penguins steal it away. Nelson gets right in the middle of it. Wise brings it up right side. Yamauchi, left side, Carnes thinking. Carnes hands in the air. Carnes goes 360 over to Wise in the left corner. Wise now on the elbow. Head fake by Takoy. Drives in amid heavy traffic. In and out with a horseshoe all over the place. Zane comes down with it.
That ball was in and outs too.
Sure was. It was in there deep, 4:19 to go. Zane has Carnes flanking off the glass. Too much glass. Penguin rebound. Good move there by Wise. Penguin coach wants the fast push. Oh, no. And Nelson stutter step just long enough as Takoy unleashed the ball across the court. And as a consequence, Sarah Nelson could not catch up to it.
If Nelson just kept running, then this play would have been a big fast break dunk if she could.
Yeah, she stopped just as the ball was released by Takoy. 50-47, 4 minutes exactly, fans. Down low, Nelson's on top of Kaneakala. Out there, over to Costello, back down low. Kaneakala up off the glass. Another one against Nelson as Kaneakala shoved the back of her head up against Nelson's chin.
Look, she was just looking for contact to get to the line, and she forced her body right there into Sarah Nelson.
Yeah, and you can see the strategy here for Chaminade with the game close at the end. They put Kaneakala back in, and they gave Tao Ao a 30-second rest. And they realized, we need to get her back in this game because she's on fire right now. So they're going to keep feeding those two down low. They've been doing it all night. And then maybe if that opens up Costello for a three, that could be a dagger late in the game.
The Penguins are only up by three now, guys, and I don't think they can afford too many of these mistakes, and they have slopped it around a little bit. The fact of the matter is Chaminade has also, and really it's who's going to slop it coming down the stretch. I don't know if you agree with that, but that's how it's looking right now to me.
No,
with 3:51 to go, P.O.
No, I agree with you. Whoever turns the ball over the most here in these, like, 4 minutes, then they're gonna be the winner. Whoever could capitalize on the turnovers, they are gonna win this game.
Yeah, you just hit on it, P.O.B. I don't think it's who turns it over the most, because both teams are turning it over a lot. But it's very rare that a team turns a turnover to points in this game. Whoever can take a turnover and then put a dagger in the other team by scoring off of it may just have the upper hand in this game.
Interception and run it in. It never hurts. 50-47, 3:51 to go. However, the Penguins are on defense as Ronnie Kaneakala is on the line. Kaneakala has been tough on the DUs tonight, and she missed this one deep, and that may be exactly what we're talking about as Kayla has come back into the game in place of Kimi Nakamura.
B hit this on the button, Stu. Tao Ao has been killing the Penguins. She has 12 points on the night.
A majestic arc by Kaneakala, and that one falls. The Penguins by two inside of 4 minutes. Backcourt, Penguins better be careful here, but they need to stay aggressive. Right side, Carnes. It's a tough balance between the two. Left side, three ball, Taki. Deep, loose ball into the Penguin bench. Wise saves it. Oh, boy, that was a great save by Wise. Left side, Kayla, too much glass. Loose ball off of the shoulder of Nelson, but right into the hands of Tao Ao. Zane will bring it up left side, drifting left on Steph, drifting left farther. Coming up on 3 minutes, broken up by Kaneakala. The Penguins get it. Oh, in stride. Oh, in the corner is Valentine. She hangs onto it, and now she overthrows the intended recipient. That was Taki Takoy. It ends up in the Penguin bench. 3:07 to go. Penguins by two, but it's going to be on the long side now. Chaminade ball.
Kaneakala's exhausted, Stu. When she got that ball stolen, she didn't even run back. She was walking, and she was trying to catch her breath.
All right, Kaneakala's been just so tough on the DUs tonight. We'll see if the last couple minutes, if she can hang tough. 2:57 clock rolls. Under the bucket with the spinner off the glass. Kaneakala puts the English on it. No, Nelson breaks up two plays. Kaneakala gets another rebound. Nelson again. Now it's down four. Shot on goal. This one finally falls by Tao Ao.
You cannot give up that many offensive rebounds.
Four shots on goal. One of them's bound to fall from 2 feet away. Carnes with a runner, no whistle. 50 up, fans, 2:32. Palms to the ceiling. Carnes wanted it, but it was tipped out off of Aha Coelho. Zane is back in there in place of Costello.
Look, the refs are letting these guys play. They're getting contact in the paint. Steph Curry's got clobbered. They're letting him play.
Hyatt's returned to the game as Chaminade calls a timeout. When Hyatt comes in, oftentimes that means Sarah Nelson goes out. We'll bring you the final 2.5 minutes of this one. Radio.Dominican.edu. We are tied at 50. .232 to go, fans. 50-50. Penguin ball, short side, right under the bucket, Carnes. Inbounds to Wise, very quickly. 23 on the shot clock. Taki thinking three with a head fake, left side. Carnes wants to go three, no. Now over to Kayla. She drives in from the top of the key straight away. Pulls up with a jumper. Kayla Valentine!
And when you need points, you gotta go to your scorer, Kaylin Valentine, showing the Penguins
Valentine drops the deuce, 52-50. That was huge. 2:10 to go, Zane. Left wing, Zane. Flips it over to the right side to Kane Akala. She goes 360, takes it in herself. Oh, Kane Akala slams into Melissa Wise. Wise rolls over her shoulder backward. Wise comes up slowly, but she's okay. And it's a charging foul called against Kane Akala. 52-50 with 2:02 to go. And the Penguins get the ball. Good play by Wise to draw the foul.
It's the experience Melissa Wise has in her Penguin uniform. What a career she's been having.
2-point game, Penguins. Wise. Great move. Valentine has it, bringing it up left side. Takes it herself off the glass. Again, Kayla drops it. The last 4 points have been all Kayla Valentine. 1:50, the clock rolls. Zane, right side with Karn. Slows up in the backcourt. Now she heaves it up. Oh, it's stolen away for an instant by Hyatt. But Hyatt knocks it into the third row of the grandstands. 54-50, fans. It's going to be Chaminade ball on the western wall. Down on their end, close to midcourt. Three ball, Zane, deep, no. Loose ball, who's got it? Backing up with it is Florida. And the Penguins come up with it. Hyatt steals it, gets back over to Carnes. Carnes one-on-one, left-handed. Stephanie Carnes draws home the two ball.
Stephanie Carnes with the finger roll, call her Ice Girl.
56-50, Penguins all of a sudden, unanswered six. 1:16 to go. Penguins with no wins in conference. Loose ball under the bucket, picked up by Wise. Penguins coming up on 1 minute, Carnes. Left side, Carnes, top of the key, slows it down. Back over to Kayla. Fans are going nuts. Kayla on the way, it rolls across. But the putback by Hyatt drops. 1 minute to go, 58-50. Chaminade, timeout.
Let the Penguins fly. That's what I always say. They are flying in the Conlin Center.
Radio.Dominican.edu.
With everything going by so fast, who can forget that the Lady Penguins can play? And Stuart Horn, my man, could say.
58 seconds to go, fans. 58 for the Penguins. There's a lot of 58s on the scoreboard right now, fans. The Penguins have committed 9. Uh-oh. Dominican's bench has got some sort of a warning issued, but with 58 seconds to go and an 8-point advantage, I don't know if it's going to make a big difference. I'm not sure what the warning was. Coming across the middle was Zane. She was flanked by Steph Carnes, and Carnes picks up her second in the middle of the house. That will put Diana Zane, the 5'4 junior, on the line for two. And that puts Chaminade in the double bonus with 53.5 seconds to go, Zane. In and out, Zane.
Florida returns for Chaminade.
Glass and Florida comes back into the game in place of Poravagant. Zane with her second of two. The first one was no good. The second one is worse. And it flips out into the hands of Hyatt, but a whistle. And maybe a lane violation. Yep. That gives Zane another shot at it with the from the free throw line after one of the DUs fell into the line, paint, I should say, and this one falls. 58-51, 50 seconds to go. Wise on the inbounds. Penguins are trying to kill off a little bit of the clock. Kayla's got it with Ajacuelo. Heaves it across the court all the way over to Taki Takoi, and Taki is immediately fouled by Zane. Way out on the left wing, far out there to shoot anything or even consider it. 58-51. And the Penguins will get it on the sideline. So they just stop the clock. Inbounds, 37 seconds to go. And inbounds to Carnes, and she's fouled immediately by either Florida or Costello. Both ladies were wrapped up, and it's on Costello. Penguins by 7, 36.3 seconds. And now Carnes will go to the line to put the Penguins up by 8 on the way, deep. And it's taken down Chaminade. 34 seconds and tipped out of bounds by Kayla. Some heads-up move by their Valentine. Valentine's been good on both sides of the ball, and that's a good example. Staying strong right to the end. 32 and a half seconds. Inbounds. Chaminade's got it. The Penguins by 7. Left side. Softly. Curtius. Missed it. Hyatt. 25 seconds. Hyatt back over to Carnes. High dribbling. Fouled by Florida.
Now it's free throw practice for Carnes.
7-point game, and Carnes will go back to the line. And after the last one, maybe Carnes could use a little practice.
Practice?
From the line. Free throw practice is exactly what you're talking about, right? What's her percentage?
Carnes' percentage from the line.
On the way. Missed it, that one. So far, Chaminade is, with their foul defense, is working. 15 seconds down low. Chaminade's got it. Zane. Hook shot Zane over the top of Wise. No. 9 seconds. Wise gets wrapped up with Zane. It's going to be Chaminade ball on the jumper.
From the line, Carnes is 50% on the year.
And she just missed two more. Coming down the stretch, had those mattered, that would have been gigantic. 7.8 seconds. 58-51 inbounds. Wise has it on the inbounds. She steals it away. Now it's ripped back away from her by Costello. 3-2-1. The bucket drops half a second on the clock. Penguins are up by 5. Inbounds. Clock! Penguins have their first conference victory, fans of the 2012 campaign, and you heard it right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Now, who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Pretty good game, you guys. It looked on paper like this was going to be a good one. Both teams fighting for their first conference win, and they managed it. The Penguins managed it at home tonight against the Silver Swords. That puts the Penguins at 1-5 in conference. Chaminade 0-5, as the Penguins were coming into tonight. Some nice play out of Zane tonight. I got to give it to her. Zane and Costello, boy, they were tough. And then down low, Kane Akala and Tao Ao. Boy, they put it to the Penguins. But the DUs were just a little too much, you guys.
No, the DUs are too much, and it's because of their fast-paced style. I'm just glad that they stopped Costello at a good time. If she was heating up, this game would have been much close.
B-San?
And coming down that stretch, it's exactly what I needed to happen for Dominican. They forced turnovers and turned them into easy buckets on the other end, jumped out to the 8-point lead in about a 30-second span, and it was all downhill for Chaminade.
You know, they came back from that timeout, and they scored 8 unanswered, and you're right, that's exactly what it was. It was 50-50, and then the timeout came, and all of a sudden, wham, the Penguins went bananas, and they never looked back.
And when you're talking about closers, Kayla Valentine showing that she could close out a game. She scored 6 unanswered points in that 8-point Penguin run.
Yeah, especially the two buckets early right out of the timeout, B.
Yeah, and I got one win tonight, but that's not enough for me. No. And what I see out on the court right now is getting me excited.
Yeah, men are coming up to scheduled to tip off in 24 minutes exactly, fans. We hope you stay with us for that. That's going to be a good one. Chaminade in the house. Penguin men in the house. 24 minutes, radio.dominican.edu. And thank you for listening to that one. The Penguins get their first conference victory under Brianna Chambers, and that's huge. We'll see you in 24 minutes.